Blog Talk Radio.
The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron. A podcast featuring Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, two out of the broom closet professional witches with over 70 years combined experience of making magic. This is a show on the LMC radio network. During each episode, Elvira and Deb will help you create rituals, cast spells, make potions, and much more besides. They'll spend time speaking about different goddesses from all over the world, paying attention to the ancient reverence of long-ago cultures, and infusing it with a modern perspective. Elvira, Deb, take it away.
Well,
yes, we are here.
We are here, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Well, this month's theme is coming full circle. And tonight, we are going to commemorate the one-year anniversary of Elvira and I doing the show together by discussing the topic of a year and a day. And
woo-hoo.
This actually happens to be, right, the exact day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mystical and magical, right?
Yes. I love the synchronicity. That's like a major synchronicity. But before we dive into that, we're just going to talk a little bit and catch up with what we've been doing over the last week. For me, this past week has been mostly about spending time in the woods, communing with nature spirits, and spending time with family. So we did like the Independence Day and summertime sorts of stuff like cooking out. We went to a small town parade, listened to music, went hiking, swimming, canoeing, riding around in the woods, and, you know, all those things that us older folks do with kids, and then we older folks turn back into kids again. It's very magical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I also took the ashes of Gracie, my best friend in the dog world, who she actually died like 10 years ago. And every year I say, like, oh, I'm going to take her ashes, you know, and bury them on the land where she loved spending so much time. And so this time I actually did it. And I went up there and I took my paints with me and I painted a little boulder. And I painted her name on it and buried her ashes there right next to this path in the woods that we would frequently walk on. And it was a good place to do it because it was one of her favorite places. And we did a little ceremony. Some of my family was there, my daughter and her kids. And then what was kind of just way mystical cool was then later on when I went back to the site alone, my favorite bird, the hermit thrush, has been described as having an ethereal song. I always have personally believed that their song opens up a portal between realms. And so that hermit thrush was singing very loudly and prominently as I walked back to Gracie Stone. And I got goosebumps again. It just like, I feel like spirit often shows up like in very unexpected ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, of course, I did some readings and some spell work and some spirit work this week, but it kind of felt like, because I was out of town for a few days, like I was kind of playing catch up, you know, for a little bit. And so, you know, I've just And there's been some changes going on in my personal life that have kind of caused me to slow down a little bit and connect with the spiritual energy around me a little more fully. And just, you know, just needing to kind of, you know, stretch my spirit a bit and to play a little more and to laugh a little more. And so that's been good. That's been good to me.
Yeah.
How was your week, Elvira?
Well, gosh, how was it? Well, obviously, there was a lot of things going on, you know, getting ready for the 4th of July. Some of it was more to do with my dogs. I was trying to get these thunder jackets that everybody tells me is really great and all. And problem with sizes was, you know, one is a small and one is an extra small. But when I put them on, the dogs hated them. They ran around and tried to, you know, push against the couches and everything. It was just like, and they really weren't happy. And I just looked at it and I'm going, you know, I think I'm just going to return them and not, you know, use them. And the harnesses that I have that I put on when I add that with, you know, walking and everything, I usually put them on, you know, and they seem much more comfortable about it. So I did that, which was, it took me 3 days to go through all of the machinations to get through that. And then, you know, by the time we hit the 4th of July, I thought I was going to be going out to, you know, see some fireworks because, unfortunately, Arkansas, they shoot off fireworks everywhere. And from anybody that has, you know, been living in California for a long time and having had all that has happened, you know, with the fires and all that, I was freaking out by, you know, like, is it moist enough? Do we have, you know, this and that? But it really, it did that really well because it rained. So it basically stopped a major amount of the fireworks, especially the big ones that they were going to do at some of the amphitheater, you know, like fairgrounds and stuff that my daughter was going to come pick me up and the family was going to go watch them. And I'm just like, well, that was interesting. And so part of me was happy, but the other part was sad because I didn't really go anywhere at that point. I was home and they stayed home and, you know, watched the lightning. She said we had a really beautiful lightning, you know, storm that, you know, gave us a lot of lightning. And I go, well, that was so, but other than that, you know, it's just been taking, you know, things along the way I normally do, trying to get things done. And, you know, connecting with people, my friends back in California, because, of course, there's different fires going on all over the place anyway. And just, you know, keeping in touch with family and that. My granddaughter had her 9th birthday over the weekend, and that was really great. You know, she cleaned up on the clothes, man. She cleaned up on awesome clothes that, you know, she got from me and then from her other grandfather and grandmother and, you know, all kinds of neat stuff. And the fun thing was I was looking on Amazon for, like, you know, crafty stuff, and it had a potion-making kit. And I go, this is perfect for Nona to give her, you know. And I did. And the funny part was is one of her little friends from school who knows her, and, you know, they're kind of cool kids together, she gave her a potion-making kit, not the same kind, but I was sitting there going, oh, that is so cool because, you know, it's – She obviously is very magical, and obviously that whole thing kind of came out, but I thought, and of course, her theme was the Addams Family Wednesday, so she did a whole thing about that, so she has made me watch this season one of the Adam, you know, of Wednesday on Netflix, and we had literally 15 minutes for the last episode, and her mother came and picked her up. And we couldn't finish it. Oh, yes. And I was horrified. And I looked at her and I go, I promise I will turn it off and wait for you the next, you know, next week when you come over and we will finish it. So, and I kept my promise, but
oh,
it
you're
was
so good.
I was hard pressed. You know how we get into it and you kind of go, you know, but so that's been my week, you know, outside of coming to the table with you and talking about our, you know, our whole year and the different things and the concepts of, you know, what our subject a year and a day is. And, you know, it was funny because you had one take and I came to it with another take and it was not bad, but it was like two sides of a coin in terms of what that actually, you know, comes up and how it's in what areas. And on that, I'm going to turn it back to you so we can start talking about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That, yeah. And I, you know, I really kind of enjoy when that happens because there, I think there's been a few other times where we have a topic and then when we discussed before, it kind of comes up that we have like two very different takes or two very different
mm-hmm.
sides of it. And so that's really kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, it stretches it out a little more, you know?
And so
I guess I will jump out by kind of just starting to define what I think of, you know, when we say a year and a day and kind of like its significance in witchcraft. So like a year and a day is a measurement of time that's often traditionally been used to like demarcate a time dedicated to learning craft. And in some neo-pagan witchcraft in Wiccan traditions, it's customary for the person to study or to be like kind of like in the outer circle for a year and a day before being formally initiated. And this time was used for study and practice, get ready for initiation or to kind of like reach a certain level of proficiency. And so for, you know, many pagans and Wiccans, this period of time kind of holds a special significance. When you become part of a coven or a group or a circle, a year and a day gives you enough time to know and to kind of form bonds with the other members.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to go through, like, the entire wheel of the year. And so this also gives you enough time to become familiar with the concepts and the principles of that group or coven that you're working with. And so not all witchcraft groups use the year and a day, but it is often used in some specific traditions. And so, and the year and a day concept is also used by some eclectic or solitary practitioners who learn the basics and kind of create a structure within their own practice and to explore, you know, magic and ritual and their own spiritual beliefs. Mm-hmm. And this time frame, it's a really useful tool, I think, that's used to kind of set that timing and then kind of use that for self-assessment or, you know, reflection and definitely celebration. And so I think a lot of solitaires will perform self-dedication ritual or a self-initiation ritual on their year and a day. So, and, you know, it's not just for those, I would say that the year and the day is not just for those new to the craft, because experienced witches may mark the year and a day as like kind of like the birthday of their magical path, and they can, you know, can be used for like rededication or to celebrate the anniversary of their dedication, and it's just, you know, a very a great time to reflect on where you have been and get a direction for where you are going. And, you know, the year and the date can kind of symbolize a rite of passage, just like the important transitions of birth, death, marriage, you know, coming of age or entering of elderhood. And so too does like the wheel of the year and a day affirm like the birth, death, and rebirth of our dreams, our inspirations, and our creativity as we kind of cycle through the year and come full circle. So I'm going to kind of shut that down for now and kind of, I want to hear some of your thoughts on what a year and a day is.
And what it means to you. Well, it's interesting because when I came to our discussion, you know, a year and a day for me was regarding hand fasting. And hand fasting in the pagan tradition or Wiccan is a connection. It's like a betrothal between a couple for them to see if they really want to actually, quote, make it permanent and go through the marriage ritual. And you kind of went, oh, well, it was, you know, for dedication. It was for, you know, this. And I'm sitting here. And it's funny because when you said that, then when I started doing research, I kind of went, oh, well, I better check this one out. Because the other one is, you know, it's specific to a type of ritual or a type of relationship. But then, you know, this is a bigger picture. And so let me take a look. And the funny part was is that I started looking. One of the things it talked about was that the year and the day was technically, now, again, it is to one specific deity, but to Ceridwen is that she stirred her cauldron of knowledge for literally a year and a day. So that, yeah, that kind of story, legend, is kind of the idea that I could see the premise of doing, you know, the year and the day dedication for, you know, study, for being part of a group, for, you know, one's personal practice if you're doing a solitaire. And I thought, yeah, that can, you know, that gives me more substance to the concept of a year and day. It has, you know, because again, all of the different gods and goddesses that are of, you know, wisdom and knowledge obviously have, and I didn't go into every one of them, but, you know, there's that same thing of, you know, a standard going through a cycle of literally the wheel of the year, experiencing every different Sabbath or every different season and what that, you know, had to do with your own personal knowledge and growth. So that kind of, I thought that was cool and I wanted to share that. But there's also this other thing that really kind of, and again, when we use a word like Wiccan or pagan, you know, Christian, there are, you know, different sects, different aspects, but I found one mention of voodoo or voodoo, that there is a year in the day, and it's the souls that descend in of the souls of the dead descend into and slip into rivers and water, oceans and streams, and remain under the water for a year and a day, and then they are lured back up through prayer and song to emerge as spirits reborn. So it has another version of, you know, change, death, rebirth, coming back around. And I thought that was, you know, an interesting, you know, piece of information. And again, I always, with respect to all of the different traditions, you know that this is a piece of information that may have more to it But since I am not part of that tradition, I am not, you know, totally knowledgeable about all of it. But the thing I found also interesting is that, yeah, it is interesting, you know, the concept of the shifting of the wheel. But it's also that it was part of the common law of the U.S. and the European area that, for instance, in the U.S., you have if you give a notice of intention that you're filing on a medical malpractice lawsuit, it must be made a year and a day within the alleged incident. It is not the lawsuit, but it is a notice of intent. So it also has a legal aspect, and even farther back, it was even, and this is interesting, because I found different things about the knowledge, but for instance, if a serf left, S-U-R-F, in the feudal time, left and disappeared, if he was gone for a year and a day, he became a free man.
Oh.
And that was how they treated it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wow.
It has different connections, you know, other than the magical one. I mean, obviously we're steeped in the witchcraft and all of that, but when I began to look at that phrase and that use of that time, there are these other things that take into account that same cycle of time through the, you know, the wheel of the year. So that was more interesting to just go with things that are outside of what we're always talking about, but that we kind of look at the different aspects of, you know, what it implies in the world itself. But, you know, and I never really even thought about that when I got into a group. It was a small group. And we kind of did that without necessarily making it into a formal practice of, you know, certain traditional things to do. But, you know, looking back, that was, you know, what we did. And then at different levels, because, again, you go through a different level, you get initiated, and then you go through different levels or degrees and knowledge, information, sort of, you know, we'll call them the secret, in quotes. Nobody can see me air quoting. But that's also another part. And so you have secret societies that do the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my take on the year and the day thing.
So there's like a very, a very varied history of what a year and a day can mean in different cultures and different times and different places. And so I think that's real interesting. And it's just to kind of, you know a little bit of that history behind it. Because I never knew. I liked it. And I know I do not say this goddess's name correctly. I say Ceridwen.
Okay.
But you pronounce it probably the correct way. How did you say her name?
Ceridwen.
Ceridwen. Okay. And so I love the image of thinking of her during this pot of knowledge. And that, how did you say that? For a year and a day that she... the pot.
She stirred the cauldron of knowledge for a year and a day, and that because it's a cycle, and she is, you know, a goddess of cycle. It's interesting that it's about in knowledge, you know, wisdom and knowledge. So it's kind of the visual was what got me, because I was just like, wow.
Yeah, I love the imagery that conjures up.
Yeah, definitely. So, but it's if you think about it, okay, you know, if we, because of the Julian calendar and we go from January 1st to December 31st, and, you know, again, we have the we year and a day, is that as soon as you get to the January 1st of the next year, you have to realize mm-hmm. that, you know, again, we owe taxes. We have all these other things
right.
that are part mm-hmm. of a mm-hmm. cyclic
mm-hmm.
dedication and initiations into, you know, continuing
mm-hmm.
our existence on this planet based on how the structure has been in the
mm-hmm.
external world, not the spiritual world. But, and for us, we have a different way of beginning and ending our cyclic year. And
mm-hmm.
I find it very appealing that, you know, you get to the next day and you step up. You know, you just, you literally step up the step, and whatever it is, even if it's just training, if you think about training in sports or, you know, music
mm-hmm.
or anything, you think about it, you know, that
mm-hmm.
that year and a day may not be specific, but that's the length of time to, you know, put
mm-hmm.
yourself into training of something. Not just,
mm-hmm.
you know, spiritual practice, but for us, we're talking spiritual practice. So, but,
so yeah, well, we're getting a little close here. I just, I know we're going to take a break in a minute here, but, you know, just, I feel like coming full circle, you know, at the, you know, the culmination of that year and a day, it's, whether it's, you know, your path of a witch or whether it's, you know, in other endeavors, I think it's a great time to reflect and assess and to kind of celebrate where we are and what has gone on, you know, through the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to when we come back from the break, we'll maybe talk a little bit about what kinds of done over the past year and, you know, have a little bit of fun with that.
That'll be great.
So, yeah, because we have done some pretty cool stuff over the year, and I'm excited about it. So,
yeah.
So it's time for us to take a little break, but we will be right back to take a deeper look into our topic of a year and a day on our anniversary here, coming full circle. So, break us away, Nagashiva.
You're listening to The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, a radio podcast on the LMC Radio Network. Stay tuned, as more magic is coming your way right after these messages. LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com. The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LeFay, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays, 4 to 5. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com.
Hey, we are back and ready to talk a little more about the meaning of a year and a day. And before you lead us off, Elvira, I just wanted to say, when I think of our year and a day through this year, you know, we've celebrated and talked about Sabbaths. We danced, no, metaphorically, under the full moon, connected with deities and other spirit. We've discussed tapping into and unleashing our personal power and explored magic and the movement of energy. And we've also taken a deep dive into our shadow aspects, connecting with the underworld, dark goddesses for transformation, and contemplated division and unity, and the power of surrender and letting go. And so I would love for you to just kind of lead us off with any thoughts that you have to go a little further into the meaning, or else looking into some of our past year and some of the stuff that we've done over the past year.
Well, I'm sitting looking at, you know, we would do this when we started. We did, you know, 6 months. We would sit down and do our planning for 6 months. So I'm looking at the papers that I have in front of me of literally the 6 months, and
like,
which is a year. Yeah, what did we do here? You know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It's interesting. One of the things that I actually I noticed about what our mission was when we talked about, you know, how we wanted to do this you know, first year of our work and how we started, you know, the whole process off, is we did, instead of just doing the basics, which, you know, quite frankly, the years before when Phoenix and I were doing the show, we did a lot of the basics, you know, of various things from traditions to, you know, the actual tools and elements and processes. But
I love that you had a lot of amazing shows.
Yeah, we did. And it was good
because,
you know, it came as a foundation. But you and I started looking at things that were a step up, again, you know, initiation and a step up from the basics. But what's behind the basics, you know, what, not everything, but, you know, the next thing that you look at, and I, you know, in looking at literally, you know, our first year, our first 6 months, it was a lot of just that, looking at certain things that we would go into, like power and, you know, then principles or shadow work or the paradoxes of, you know, doing spiritual work. And it was just, it fascinated me completely. And I then noticed the thing that I talked about even when we discussed our, you know, what happened the last week, is how it started to sync up in my personal life. And then how, when we would connect, how it had it also synced up in your life, and then how we synced up in doing whatever was happening, you know, in our life. I think for me, the topics began to integrate into our personal lives and then into our, I don't want to call this a profession, but into the life of our work here on the show. And it was, we experienced it. I think to me that was the most empowering process, is that we would have the idea in 6 months, you know, we do these things. And then suddenly as we go through it, we've done exactly that. We've done the spiritual working of learning that you would do if you were going to take a year and a day to, you know, become first level or second level. And you get all this experience of knowledge and things that happen and, you know, go through this stuff. And we did it in a literal daily life experience that coordinated between you and I, which was and has been phenomenal. And I have, you know, found that even at times I will call you and go, I need to ask, have you had this experience, you know, because that's it. I think the one that really honestly got me was when we decided to do the trickster and the energies, because during that time, is when we had a lot of technical glitches about doing mm-hmm. the actual show. And I know that we could say, oh, well, it's just, you know, technology doing its thing. And I'm like, no, mm-hmm. no, it's this other process and how to get around it. And then how do we take the subjects that we've chosen and keep mm-hmm. the rhythm within what we want, because a lot of times we lost a couple of weeks on and off for various reasons, mm-hmm. and we had to decide how to do the subjects that we wanted, but mm-hmm. now with shorter linear time. So that was the month that really was both the most challenging and, truthfully, when you look back on it, the most engaging and, for me, humorous. Because you can always look back and laugh better than when you're in the middle of something.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's kind of how I looked at, you know, the different things. And, I mean, the gods and the goddesses themselves that we have been able to bring to the show have, you know, changed. We started with certain ones, and then we moved into even mm-hmm. primordial. And that mm-hmm. was like, whoa, that's before all of mm-hmm. the individuation process. And, again, it's amazing how even as we were doing it, our, you mm-hmm. know, our own, you know, as you say, I bring something to it, you bring something to it, and both of us look mm-hmm. at it and go, wow, I never thought of that. So
right.
it's a good
right.
partnership that has worked very well and has been very, very full of life, really, very full of life. So, you know, what is your take and what do you find as the interesting part?
I have to say, we have talked about so many different things, and I agree with everything that you're saying, and I really appreciate you, and I'm really grateful for our relationship, because have been a few times where I was just kind of like, whoa. You know, I felt like you challenged me a lot and you pushed me, sort of. I mean, not in a aggressive way or anything like that, but just to explore and to take, like, a deeper look at some of the topics that we were coming up with. And you know, like, when I first, before we started the show, I was kind of like, you know, I looked at some of the other shows, and I was like, oh, yeah, that'll be fun. We'll talk about, you know, tarot cards and some other cool things, you know, which I do love talking about. But then as I was talking to you more and more, I realized that you really wanted to take a deeper look at some of the dynamics behind a lot of, you know, energy and magical work and, you know, things having to do with our inner selves and all that. And it was a deeper direction than what I thought, and it was challenging. But you know what? I really enjoyed the fuck out of it, because it was like that for somebody like me. I love being pushed a little bit and like having to take that deeper look, because. As I'm discovering or, you know, tapping into, like, a lot of things that I hadn't thought about for a while, you know, it's like, well, how did I do this? What was the dynamic behind that? And just, you know, and then putting it out there, it was very healing sometimes, and sometimes challenging, and sometimes just as funny as as could be, you know. And so I'm pretty sure that when I first started, I was very much a deer in the headlights. And I don't know if anybody that listens to those first couple of months of shows, I probably tried to talk nonstop because I was afraid that there would be a silent moment. And I was like, oh, no, I got to keep talking, you know. And mm-hmm. because this was, you know, a very new thing for me. I'd never done anything like this before. And so I just, you know, along the way, we always seem to explore the depths of our own spirits, along, you know, with the spirits of deities and tricksters and angels and the dead, you know, fairies. But I just, you know, I really want to say thank you for this year, because it's been like a treasure. It's been a real experience, and it's made me stretch and grow within my own spiritual and magical work. Yeah, and so it's just, you know, I've felt like all of the topics, I've felt like deeply connected and very inspired by you, Elvira, because I feel like you're my sister witch.
Thank you.
And yeah, and, you know, as we, you know, explored magic and spirit and our connection to everything. So I feel like a certain sacredness with this year and a day coming full circle. And I actually, you might think this is dorky, but I did write a little chant for our year and a day.
Never
show.
Think it's dorky, darling. Never think it's dorky.
Well, I will read it now. That's okay.
That's fine.
So, okay, here I go. So, we dance the circle once around. Our voice of the witches now surrounds. Come join our magic circle cast, which is all from first to last. Now sweep, now swell, now build the power for magic cast this very hour. That's how I feel about our show. I feel like we do cast a lot of magic and a lot of spirit within this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, with that trickster month that we were doing, just reflecting on that, there was a lot of glitches, but there was also a lot of celestial different crazy things going on, because that was the month of the solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like a ton of planets, I think, were in retrograde. And so we really were feeling all of that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, working with you and going into each week, as well as, you know, the planning sessions, but each week and going through the conversation and, you know, the dynamics, is that you have brought some incredible things to the table for me. And I'm in awe of your writing and your, you know, your ability to, you know, you just did a little bit of a chant there, and I'm like, yeah. And, you know, there's a magic there that will sometimes take me and put me at, like, am I going to be able to reach that bar? You know, can I keep up with her? Because just as much as you're newbie into a situation that you didn't have before, you challenge me to get my shit together and stop, you know, being, you know, like, laid back, which I can be a lot, and push. And just like I did when you mentioned what the year and a day was when we were doing our planning session, and I'm like, huh? And my brain just went, oh, you know. And that's the dynamic. That is an active, energetic dynamic that has propelled the show, as well as each of us personally, well as collectively. And the other part is learning to, and I understand, you know, the concept of, oh my God, if there's a minute of silence, it's going to be like forever, you know?
Yeah, I probably was word salad sometimes. Just
Well, trust me, there, you know, under the circumstances, the only thing I can say is that I keep thanking a very dear person in my life who started me on the path of theater And maybe my ego decided to get a little bit intrigued in it and kind of went off on its own. But she had us do basically, you know, things where she'd give us something and we had to create out of nowhere, you know. So it was a lot. And even when I wound up doing theater, you know, where there's words and everything, I will always remember the time I was supposed to be in Gigi, and it was the play, not the musical. I was the very aloof aunt that taught her all the different things, and so I was supposed to have this jewel box, and, you know, I was supposed to show her these precious, beautiful, you know, rings and things, and one of them dropped, and I'm like, you know, for that one moment, it was like, oh, my God. Oh, what am I going to say? Oh, I just dropped it. Oh, you know, and I had to think of, you know, and, you know, because it totally threw me out of character because it was a mistake. Yeah. Oh, Lord, you know, and I remember thinking, okay, if I just dropped a beautiful, precious gem, what am I supposed to say, you know, to this young kid? And so I made something up, and somebody eventually, when I got off stage, said, oh, my God, that was awesome. And I'm thinking, I don't know if it was awesome or not. I was scared shitless, and I didn't know what to do, you know. And that's what's been going through our experiences, because as much as you having your initial beginnings, I'm sitting here going, yeah, I'm supposed to know what the heck I'm doing because I'm the older person on having done this longer and thinking there is no such thing. There really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're doing something live, and we're going to, you know, find ourselves tongue-tied or for a moment losing our notes, because you and I both are avid note-takers and carry them with us wherever we go here.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, what's even worse is when you make notes and then you can't read your own notes. Did I put that?
Oh, yes.
That doesn't even make any sense.
And that, my dear, is the other part of this, because I'm sitting here and you'll notice every once in a while I pick up a piece of paper to say something and I got to go, where am I at? You know, what does it say? So, you know, it's there. But that's what makes the dynamic good. It's real. And we're not trying to be posers. We're real. And I think that has been our blessing. And has been our gift, both to each other and to the show. And, you know, we'll see where you know, things go from here. But I know that, you know, for us, the year and the day, which, again, you were pointing that out earlier, we either are a year and a day tomorrow or the next day, but somewhere around the next couple of days, a year and a day takes place, is that, you know, we will shift our vibration to the next level. And I really want to say thank you again for taking the challenge and, you know, pushing to do this. So thank you.
Well, back at you, honey.
Okay. Yeah, yahoo. Just think of us fist bumping in the air.
So I guess, as we still have time. We've got maybe a good 5 or 10 minutes here. So I just am thinking about, like, the whole thing with that coming full circle, and kind of I related to, like, the purpose of casting a magic circle. You know, and the reason we do that in witchcraft is to create a sacred or special area to condense energy, to work magic and perform rituals, and also, you know, to create a safe space for spirit work and to invite in helpful spirits. And so I feel like the shows we've done over the past year have a very similar energy, you know, that we have casted our magic circles, and we fill them up with magic and ritual, and, you know, we condense that energy and try to put it out, you know, to all of our fellow witches and magical people out there. And yeah, I just feel like, you know, some of the ways that people might want to honor or celebrate or reflect on their own year and a date, whether you're, you know, new to witchcraft or whether you're an experienced witch who's maybe doing a reinitiation or a rededication. Sorry, I pushed something and it went away. But so I'm looking at two things at once. But some of the ways that you might do that might be by journaling, like reflecting on what's happened over the past year and what you've learned, you know, meditating, going into meditation with the intention of receiving guidance and inspiration for the coming year. You could do some automatic writing and let your spirit guides come through. And if this year and a day is a symbolic rebirth, you might choose like a new magical name. Some traditions, some, you know, solitaires do that to kind of symbolize their new life. And you might want to just, you know, create a ritual for self-initiation or for dedicating to the craft you dedicate to, you know, a specific deity.
Interesting. You're saying these different things, and I'm thinking, you know, I have changed my name so many times, and I'm talking about initiations of, you know, the same process, personal, and I'm just thinking, my poor family never knew who to call me at the time because of, you know, well, I went through this and I was named Fiona or Sati or whatever I chose, and they were always trying to figure out who I was. But that is, you know, again, it is a personal thing, and I highly recommend, you know, even if it's a magical name that is used only within the magical circle of your coven or your own solitaire work, then it becomes who you are and you honor that. So I think that's a really good recommendation, personally.
Yeah, I know. I think the very first time I did something like that, I think it was, kind of did it the Scott Cunningham way, where I think he recommended like doing, he had some certain chants that you said, and you took some oil that you blessed or blended with herbs, and then you would maybe, you know, dip your fingers in it and then draw a symbol like either the pentagram or triple moon or and then you would, you know, express your thoughts, you know, you might maybe write them out ahead of time or whatever, and then claim your power and, you know, dedicate yourself, you know, to the path that you want to walk, and, you know, dedicate your sacred space and just, you know, just celebrate and reflect and enjoy. I think it's a special thing, you know.
And, you know, it's there's so much that happens that we go through. And, you know, even if it's, honestly, even if you start doing more techie stuff like recording what happens to you. And, you know, journaling is another, you know, recording in a journal form what you've done and what's happened. And then, you know, utilize that. It's, we have different ways to do it. I know writing for me has always been the way that I can really get it. And I'll use one of those wonderful terms from a time beyond time, grok it. I can grok it by virtue of that. to really get something. But, you know, think of the technology that we have, and that becomes a different matter. It's interesting. I do want to share one thing And it's funny, mm-hmm. you were talking, and I don't say funny, ha-ha, but it was about mm-hmm. your animal, you know, your special one
mm-hmm.
that you
yeah.
Put the rock in. I have ashes from all of my animals that I have had.
Oh.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wound up literally carrying these ashes, packing them, mind you, to move 2,500 miles away. And of those,
mm-hmm.
there were two that were, one was a cat, one was a dog. They were
mm-hmm.
actually my daughters, you know, as a kid, young person. And they were hers.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, she went on her way. And as we all know, parents wind up with the animals. And I gave them to her. And she looked at me and the tears came to her eyes, and it was just like, oh, Mom, I didn't know.
Wow.
You know, and I go, yes, I have. They have been with me. And I almost feel that at this point, and I know this is kind of weird, but I may want all their ashes mingled with mine when I finally leave this physical realm. You know.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're very much, you know. So, and that,
yeah.
again, is another part of the year and the day, because, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
the ultimate year and the day. It's a transition off of the physical plane. But that
yeah.
being said, I think we're probably closer to our time frame than we know.
We are. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. So I'm going to kind of wrap up here with contact information for both of us and letting you guys know what future shows are coming up. So for readings or root work, you can find Elvira and I on Hoodoo Psychics and also on AIR, Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. And you can also find Elvira online at www.elvira.com. And you can find her at www.milk-and-honey.com. And you can find me, Deb, on my website at www.bewitchingbee.com. And so this went by way too quick, because it is now time for us to say goodbye before I announce the last shows and wrap it up. So let's see. So the next 2 weeks shows are syndicated. So on July 18th, Miss Phoenix and Miss Elvira have a show rebroadcast on hand fasting and hand parting. And then on July 25th, there is a syndicated show replaying with Miss Phoenix and Miss Elvira on Ask a Witch, show number 6. And then on August 1st, you will hear a rebroadcast of Lamas featuring Miss Elvira and Deborah Voigt. That's me. I'm reading off. Okay, I'm making sure I don't miss anything. And then the show for our return will be on 8/8/24, August 8th. And so I kind of like that 8/8. I mean, that's kind of
mm-hmm.
like, isn't that some kind of a portal number?
Yes, it is.
Infinity or something. And we will be talking about Demeter, Goddess of Harvest. And so so with that, we are ending. And so it's time for us to say goodbye. And until next time, goodbye. So everybody out there, please witch on, witch well, and witch wisely. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, a radio broadcast on the LMC Radio Network. Our podcast airs live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central, and is available for download. Questions or comments on this show or ideas for upcoming shows can be sent to our website at witchpriestessandcauldron.com. witchpriestessandcauldron.com. That's witchpriestessandcauldron.com. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be.